Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Welcome to a special edition of Small-Time Leaders for Father's Day. This is Mike Tate. I'm the host of this podcast. And today I'd like to encourage all of us to remember the small things your fathers did that made a big difference in your life. And today I'd like to talk about my father, Otis Tate, and how he impacted my life. My father was in the Secret Service, where they used special weapons and surveillance and political strategies and stuff like that to protect the president and all the high-level leaders in the world. My father lived a life of Secret Service. He used his skills and tools of carpentry and his Dodge pickup truck to protect and serve the needy and the poor in our community. Like most men of his generation who had a job where they provided for their families, they also had a craft, something they loved to do. So most men back then worked at a factory in my community, and they were a mechanic or a plumber or a mason or a carpenter or a farmer, something like that. So my dad worked for United States Steel, but he was a carpenter. He was a master carpenter. He loved carpentry work. As a matter of fact, when he retired, that's all he did for a living. And then during the summer, I got to work with him, not always because I wanted to, but I did work with him. I learned a lot about carpentry from him, but also I learned several principles that still stay with me. When we'd finish a job or a part of a job, we'd be nailing a wall in or something. He'd look at me and say, "Is that work good enough to be done in our house?" And look back at him. And sometimes we'd have to take the wall back down and put it up again because he would always remind us to do good work. He'd say, "Do good work. You may make money, you may not make money, but always do good work." But he was a Christian too, and a strong example and a wonderful father. And he had a favorite verse about work. It was found in the New Testament in Colossians 3, chapter 3, 23. Verse 23, and it said, "Work as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." And for my father, he always reminded us who was the person really checking our work. We were working for God and are representing our witness for him. My father also taught me when we were doing carpentry work to pray first. Sometimes we worked in places that didn't have electricity, so we had a big old generator that we had to keep going all the time, and it's hard to start. That was my job, to pull the generator, the cord, to get it started every day, and it was always a struggle. One morning in particular, it'd sputter and die, and I was so disgusted with it. And he walked out, and I was about to start cussing, and he said, "What's wrong?" I said, "We need to get rid of this thing. It's no good." And he said, "You check the gas? Did you do this? You'll check all that?" And I said, "Yeah." He just looked at me and he said, "Try one more time. Pull it one more time." And I pulled it and it started. I looked at him, and at lunch that day, I said, "So what happened? What'd you do?" And he said, "I prayed." So Dad taught me to do good work, and he taught me to pray first. And if you do that, things will usually go in a pretty good way. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically-based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So when my dad wasn't working, he was at the church. We were always at the church. He was a deacon, a Sunday school teacher. He played the piano. He directed music. We were like always there. He was dedicated and loved. He loved the church. He also loved community, our little community of Mount Olive, Alabama. Found the volunteer fire department there, did a lot of community work, and he was always out serving. And because of that, he learned a lot about some of the needs in the community, some of the widows and single moms and elderly people who had needed a house repair. And so often after he finished work, he'd leave early from a job and he'd go by someone's house who had some repairs, who didn't have any money, and he'd fix a door or a window or something like that. And, you know, something that was leaking, just, and never would let him pay him, and he would just go on. And everyone knew Daddy. Sometimes he'd do it when they weren't home, but everybody knew Daddy's maroon Dodge Ram pickup truck with a camper on the back in his driveway. So they never questioned that. And he would, so he'd work, and everybody knew him, and but nobody knew what he was doing. He never talked about it. His wife, Connie, my mother, always knew that when Daddy was late, he was out doing his secret service. He never spoke of it to us or anybody, especially not to the kids. About a year after my dad died, I was back in Mount Olive, and I stopped in to get some gas and something to eat at this little grocery store and gas station in Mount Olive called the Ice House. Matter of fact, it has painted on the side, the Ice House, the coolest place in Mount Olive. But anyway, I stepped up to check out, handed the middle-aged lady there my credit card, and she looked at it. She said, "Tate, huh?" I said, "Yeah." She said, are you Otis Tate's son?" How many times have I heard that? "Are you Otis Tate's son?" And I said with pride, "Absolutely, I am." And she said, "You know, I'm so sad that he died, but I want to tell you something." She turned to me and said, "About 5 years ago, I was in a really tough spot. My husband left, I had a couple of kids, our house was all run down, needs lots of repair. So one day I came home and I looked down, it was dark, and I was careful stepping on the steps because they were about all rotted out and everything. And I stepped on them, they're brand new steps had been put in." And she said, "I saw the sawdust," and I just said, "Thank God, I don't know what happened. I'm glad I got this." So she went back to work. The next day she said she came home, she pulled in the driveway and she looked up and she saw the door had been repaired. And she looked in the driveway and saw some truck tire marks. Began thinking about that. So the next day she came back, she said it was after dark and her light went across a window that had been broken. She saw it repaired. But when she looked to her left, she saw the taillights of a maroon Dodge pickup truck with a camper on the back pulling out. Secret service. Do good work, pray first, serve others. Those were the lessons my father taught me in the small ways that he led. So if your father is living this Sunday, if your father's living, I would tell you to skip the tie, the shirt, the gift certificate to his favorite restaurant, and just share some stories with him about the small things he did that made a big difference in your life, and make this Father's Day one that you and he will always remember.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.